Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. A 26-year-old Ivy League graduate from a prominent Maryland real estate family arrested Monday in the killing of Brian Thompson, head of one of the United States' largest medical insurance companies. To tell us more about that investigation, we welcome back CBS News crime and public safety beat leader Anna Schechter. Anna, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So what do we know so far about the suspect, Luigi Mangione?
Well, he, as you said, is from a prominent real estate family, a wealthy family, grew up in Baltimore, went to one of the top prep schools in the country, a boys' school called Gilman. He was the valedictorian. He led the robotics team. He went on to Penn. He didn't just graduate in 4 years. He got a master's in engineering in 4 years and then went on, and he also was a teaching assistant at Stanford University. He spent time in San Francisco and Hawaii. He was most recently based in Hawaii, had a large group of friends. He sort of dropped off the map in the last year, according to social media posts from his friends and family. They posted asking about his whereabouts. And people in Hawaii tell us that he had debilitating back pain. He left Hawaii in 2022 to get treatment for his back, and apparently he had a back surgery that didn't go well. So all of these are part of this picture. He also started a book club in Hawaii that some people started to leave because they felt uncomfortable about his book choices, and he posted a positive review of Unabomber Ted Kaczynski's book on Goodreads.com, among others. So this plus the handwritten manifesto or the handwritten three-page letter that he wrote taking responsibility and calling, you know, executive teams at these big corporations parasites, you know, all that is painting a picture of somebody with a grievance. Added to that, the words delay, deny, depose written on the bullets and shell casings that were found at the scene of the crime. He also had Monopoly money in his backpack. Investigators wonder, did he mean to sort of throw that out, you know, at the time of the murder? Unclear what he meant to do with that. But, you know, a lot of questions remain, but we certainly are starting to get a picture of the man who committed this crime.
You talked about a lot of that evidence. Tell us about the gun. I understand it was a ghost gun that was recovered.
Yes, it was a ghost gun, a black ghost gun, a pistol, and a bunch of 9mm rounds in it. There was also a silencer, also black. We have a photo of it. The silencer was also printed on a 3D printer. The question is, did he print it himself, or did he order the parts for the entire ghost gun online? That's troubling because you can't trace that gun. So that gun that I saw a picture of looked a little bit different from the gun that he was holding when he took the shot. It might be the same. That is still an open question. Was it the same gun? It certainly might well be. It shot the same kind of bullets, but that is part of the active investigation right now.
Tell us about the investigative work that went into tracking him.
Well, it was thousands of hours of surveillance footage that was reviewed. That was a key part of this investigation. Also, once they retraced his steps back to the local Starbucks before he carried out the murder, the hostel, they took DNA samples. There was a coffee cup he discarded. They sent that back to the lab for DNA testing for fingerprints. All of that was in the works while they were still trying to piece together a timeline of where he came from and where he went. Where he went was a mystery. They did not know even which bus he took out of that Port Authority terminal on 178th Street in Upper Manhattan within an hour after he fired the shots. And it was just good old, eyewitness, a real person, a good Samaritan who told a McDonald's employee what he saw, and that employee called 911, and the police came right there. He was still eating his breakfast. He was sitting there actually with a mask on when the police walked in, sitting at his laptop computer. Of course, they're going through that laptop as well as everything else they found on his person.
I think that's what's so interesting in part about this case is that, the key were those surveillance videos and images that were gathered of him.
Yes, exactly. That was the one mistake when he pulled down the face mask. So it is fascinating.
What are the next steps in the case, Anna?
Well, the murder charge has already been filed in New York. He's going to be extradited to New York. That could happen quickly. It could also take some time if he fights extradition. But he will eventually be facing likely a jury in New York, depending on how his defense attorney handles this and how he pleads. We'll likely see him in New York sooner rather than later.
We mentioned he's from a prominent family. Have they made any statement about his arrest?
Yes, they put out a statement that they can't comment on anything and that they learned about what's going on with him from the news themselves. And they're in complete shock, and they send condolences to the family of the CEO. And that's it. Very little in that statement. Right after his name got dropped, his sister posted to social media that she was sending him prayers. And that's really all we have from the family.
Anna, thank you so much. Appreciate your time and the details this morning.
Happy to be here. Thanks.
That is Anna Schechter, CBS Crime and Public Safety beat leader, joining us this morning on Total Information AM.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.